Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, every Wednesday on Hot Business, we tackle a question from one of our listeners who mailed us on business at hot1027.co.za. And this week's issue concerns franchise scams. Diane Towers from Sunninghill reached out to us after hearing our interview last week with the person behind a new chicken franchise. And she was moved by part of her story, but also deeply concerned. Franchise scams are not new. Too many eager entrepreneurs investing their hard-earned money into what they think is a legitimate business, only to discover too late that they've been misled or overpromised or just outright scammed. So the question tonight, how do you protect yourself when buying a franchise? How do you spot the red flags? And what role does the overall arching body play in all of this? It's the Franchise Association of South Africa. I'm joined now by Maria D'Amico, an attorney at Thompson Wilkes Incorporated, and also the immediate past chairperson of the association. Maria, good evening to you, and thank you very much indeed. So let's get straight to it. What are the big red flags that someone might be dealing with when it comes to a fraudulent franchise? What should they look out for?
The first document, or one of the main documents that a franchisor gives to a franchisee, is a disclosure document. So the disclosure document, by its very nature, is a disclosure. So a prospective franchisee must get the disclosure document and peruse it in detail. There's a wealth of information that the prospective franchisee must go through. One of them is the financial projections. Please go through it clearly. Do you understand the financials? The main question is this business model sustainable? So if you as a prospective franchisee don't understand the numbers, please appoint an accountant who can assist you and go through the numbers. Look at the operating expenses. Are all expenses there? For example, some franchisors forget to insert a deposit of a lease agreement. So you as a prospective franchisee think X is your budget. Then when the time comes, you still have to pay a deposit for a lease or something else. Another tip would be, in your disclosure document will be a list of all the existing franchisees. Pick up the phone them up, find out how they're doing as a brand. Ask them pertinent questions. Does your franchisor give you support? If there's a problem, does your franchisor help you out? So there's a wealth of questions that you can ask. Also, have a look at Hello Peter. Is this particular brand that you're interested in, have they been mentioned there? If so, what are the complaints? If it's a bad brand, one presumes that there will be numerous complaints. So always understand that by doing a due diligence, and that's the magical word here, is do your due diligence. So by doing the due diligence, there's no guarantee of success, but certainly you reduce the risk. And that is what you do in any business. There's a risk.
Maria, what kind of legal protections are in place for franchise buyers who feel that they might have been wronged?
When we deal with franchising, we always talk about the Consumer Protection Act. The two are always hand in hand. So we've got the Consumer Protection Act, which has regulations. It sets out in the franchise agreement that for a franchise agreement to be compliant, it needs to contain certain information. Disclosure document must also contain certain information. So the first step is, are these legal documents compliant or not? A franchisee, when they sign a franchise agreement, they have a 10-day cooling off period. 10 days as in working days, Monday to Friday, or 14 normal days. So if a franchisee has signed a franchise agreement, they've got 14 days to cancel the agreement if they feel they no longer want to be part of this.
Maria, some scams, I would imagine, target specific industries. Are there any sectors where people should be particularly cautious?
I don't think any one sector is exempt. I'm sure there's scams in all sectors. So that is why to do a due diligence. So if you want to get into the business model and the business brand, phone up existing franchisees. Look at the projections. Have your accountant look at it. Question is this business model, is this business sustainable financially?
As far as the Franchise Association of South Africa is concerned, I presume that you've got methods or systems in place to see whether the franchises that the body registers are legitimate and also follow the ethical business practices that you've outlined to me.
Thank you. Yes, FASA, which is the Franchise Association of South Africa, was established 46 years ago in 1979, and it promotes ethical franchising and good business practices. But one needs to understand that FASA is a voluntary membership association. We're not a regulatory body. So we govern our members. So the first step is whichever franchisor wishes to become a member, they have their documents checked to see if their franchising documents, which is the disclosure document, and the franchise agreement complies with the Consumer Protection Act. If there is a complaint, there is a mechanism that FASA will look into the complaint, give both parties an opportunity to put in their complaints and a response to that. And we've got a legal committee that would look at it and deal with it, but this only pertains to a membership. FASA also has a mediation, but the franchisor and the franchisees, so both parties, must agree to mediation. If one of them doesn't want to, you can't then mediate.
And just a final question, again, pertaining to the interview that we did on the program last week. There are cases where franchise owners can change terms after the business is launched. What can franchisees do to protect themselves against any unexpected contract change?
I don't know what the question was last week, but once a contract term is in the franchise agreement, the franchisor cannot unilaterally amend. They would need the permission, the written permission of the franchisee. So if it's a contract term, franchisor cannot change it, can only do with the permission of the franchisee.
Well, thank you for throwing some light tonight on a particular issue. Maria D'Amico, thank you very much indeed. Attorney at Thompson Wilkes Incorporated, also the immediate past chairperson of the Franchise Association of South Africa. I appreciate your time tonight. And if you have a question anywhere on the financial scale that you'd like to have us answer for you, we'll line up the right expert. We do this every Wednesday. And the email address is business@hot1027.co.za. business@hot1027.co.za. Maria, thank you very much indeed. Appreciate your time tonight.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.